Do it good.
That's right. We're gonna do it good. Happy last first Friday of 2025, everybody.
Ooh, yeah.
It's 4 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in to Express Yourself, airing each and every Friday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. here on KDNK, your community access radio located in the heart of the Carbondale Creative District. I'm one of your hosts today, Brian Colley, joined by
Amy Kimberly. And here on Express Yourself, we feature all things culture and creativity in and around the Roaring Fork Valley, from visual artists and makers to performing artists and musicians, and so much more. Here's what's coming up on today's show.
We're going to chat with Dion Holt, president of the Redstone Art Foundation, ahead of their outdoor annual holiday market taking place tomorrow, Saturday.
And we'll open a portal in the space-time continuum so we can host some live music by the Jazzmonauts, who will be here in KDNK Studio a little later on, as well as Steve's tonight.
That's right. But first up, we have a special treat for everybody. Some consensual improv happening here live and on the radio ahead of the two nights of consensual Christmas coming up later next week in Basalt.
That's all coming up here on today's Express Yourself, so don't touch that dial.
Do it, do it.
Cool. Well, we're back on Express Yourself. I haven't been on this show in like a month, I think. You've been covering everything for me, Amy.
Yeah. Well, you just took over, so here you go.
Back in the driver's seat, trying to remember all these buttons. Why don't we go around the room and just have you all introduce yourselves of the Consensual Improv group. Who we got
I'm
here?
I'm Amy Kimberly.
You got to say your name.
Hi, I'm Emily Henley.
Kristen Carlson.
And Cassidy Wiley.
Cassidy, Kristen, and Emily. Thanks for being here. And there's other people in this group, right? Not just three people.
A whole 10 more beyond the three
10
of us.
10 more. Goodness.
Bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
A lot of dudes. This is the gal crew today.
The gal
and
crew.
We do have two more ladies as well. Shout out to Zoe and Nina.
Woohoo.
Very cool. How did each of you kind of get take your leap into improv world?
Improv for me started in high school and college. Took some classes and played around a bit. But improv with Consensual Improv started, gosh, I think we're coming up on 10 years or something, which is crazy.
Wow,
yeah. When I put it into context like that, I was like, this has been more than a quarter of my entire life.
I think your website says 1887. So.
Oh, yeah, I know. We've been around a long time, as long as the good old state of Colorado. yeah, but I'm one of the founding members, so I'm proud to be part of Consensual since the beginning.
Very cool.
Yeah.
How about you two?
And I got into improv through a birthday present from my husband, who thought it looked like fun seeing this fledgling team play together after they had founded. And I never thought I could or would do improv, but I went to the classes that my husband got me, and I could not stop. So I just kept coming and coming.
Wow.
And after a while, they were like, you know, you want to hang around and like rehearse with us for 6 months and we'll see how it goes. And I just never left.
Wow.
So, yeah. We're so grateful. You never left.
That's an awesome origin story right there.
Yeah.
Nice. How about you, Emily?
For me, I remember when Consensual started in the Valley. And after I had gone to school in New York and come back during the pandemic, it was always something that honestly scared the heck out of me and was totally out of my comfort zone. But I had so much love and respect for all of the other members that when they were looking for a couple new players a couple years back, I took the leap and decided to do the thing that scared me most. And now it's one of my favorite things I do every week.
Do you still have like the butterflies, any of you on stage when you get up there? I mean, what keeps you fresh and willing to come back time and time again?
Oh, I mean, there's endless combinations and possibilities. Even though we're a troupe that practices every week, I love that I feel we never run out of variables and options to play.
Mm-hmm.
100%. I think the nerves are more for shows in the wings. And once you're in it, there's just no space for nerves. It's very timeless. Time goes away. You're in that moment. Mm. And that's the only place you can be in order to even do it at all. So that's been my experience.
Yeah, staying present.
Yeah. And I think it's such a team sport, which is the amazing part about it. It's not about one person being funny and stealing the show. It's about making your partner look great. And they're doing the same thing for you. And even if you have no idea what's happening, you just get out there and you trust one another.
Yeah.
And that sort of leap is so exciting every time.
Wow. Yeah. The yes and, right?
Absolutely.
Improv tricks.
That's right.
So you all have a couple nights coming up in Basalt, I think, the 11th and 12th.
Yep.
What's
a
that looking like?
Consensual Christmas.
Yeah.
This is our fourth holiday show, and they just keep getting a little bigger and a little bolder. And I think it's something that we as a team, but also the community, has started just to really look forward to, and something that we all build together and get to stretch a couple other creative muscles that we don't in all of our other shows through the year.
Well, I want to know what the bolder is. Where are you guys girls getting bolder? Let's hear about that.
I know. You're like, I've seen you on stage. How much further can you go?
Yes, and.
I would say there's some very fun sketch comedy this year that pushes some boundaries and a little bit of music here and there and even a dance move or two.
Ooh.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
All of the above, plus some good old classics. We've got some Dolph Lundgren in the mix.
If you're a fan of consensual, you know.
It would not be a consensual Christmas without Dolph Lundgren. If you've never heard the name Dolph Lundgren before, I suggest you Google before the show. I didn't know anything about Dolph either until we started doing a sketch on him every single year, and now he's
funny.
Just a staple.
I believe it was our sweet friend Ryan Honey that just pitched an idea to some crickets in the room with all of us. Who?
Yeah.
What? And
everyone under the age of 45 was like, who?
And now he's our Lord and Savior of consensual improv.
Oh my gosh.
Bringing in the holidays.
So let's see, December 11th, is that the Taka performance?
So both December 11th and 12th will be at Taka.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and that's our show, which has our signature improv games and sketches. We also have sketch comedy that we've written and rehearsed ahead of time. We have some digital shorts that we always bring to that show.
Oh.
And then on December 21st, Consensual Improv has been invited to join players at the Wheeler Opera House. And I believe it's an evening of Aspen Christmas. I should have looked this up ahead of time.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Of Christmas programming.
Yes,
I believe.
It's a family evening celebrating Christmas in Aspen and the magic that brings.
Yeah, and with a lot of other locals like William H. Macy, John Oates, Beth Malone.
Wow.
Yeah, you're in good company. And since it's family, I guess you'll be toning it down a little bit.
Yeah, the show at the Wheeler is going to be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. You'll see, we got a little range. You might have seen us do one thing. We can do another.
We can do it all.
Well, you guys said you might have something prepared or in store for us here on the radio.
Oh, never
not prepared. That was the wrong word.
Well, we did think if everyone was excited and willing, we have a fun game what we call a one-word story. That would be very fun if Brian and Amy would like to play with us. How it works is each person will go around to tell a story and just say one word, and all together going around, we will build a story.
Okay.
You want us to be part of that?
Yeah.
We can come up with one word.
One word at a time.
Each.
Excellent.
Right?
Excellent.
Let's get a suggestion before we start. Let's get a suggestion of something related to December that you can hold in your hand.
Snowball.
This story will be informed by a snowball. Cassidy, why don't you kick us off?
Once.
When.
There.
Was.
A.
Snowball.
Who. Seemed.
Very.
Very.
Wet.
She looked
trans.
You gave me that, huh? And
parent.
Shimmering
and
very
cold.
She leapt
vastly
into
the
hearth of snow.
And
then
she froze solid
until
at last, oh, that was two words,
springtime
arrived.
And
inside
her
hearth,
where
she
held
another
party snowball.
Springtime party. Thanks for jumping in on that.
And that is a one word story brought to you by Express Yourself and Consensual Improv.
Yeah, spring snowball party. Why
yeah.
Not? Oh, that's great.
Something to look forward to.
Don't we all have a little party snowball inside of us in the springtime?
I saw on the website you all had maybe recently done a workshop, like a 5-week kind of workshop. What was that like for you guys? Were you part of that?
Yeah. So I lead the workshops. And this particular one in the fall was a beginner workshop for a lot of folks who had never, ever done improv before.
Wow.
So we're starting from the scratch and doing a bunch of building blocks, and everyone comes together and learns tons of scenes and a lot of the mechanics of improv, how to support one another on stage, mm-hmm. and what to do when you freeze, what to do when you don't know what to do, or all of that. So it's a really magical workshop, and I always find with the workshops that no matter what, if it's an hour long or 5 weeks long, everyone always ends feeling closer and feeling part of something, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. really the magic of it all.
So I did see that one of your team, Mr. Delisser, performed last night. Is that true? As a stand-up comic. Did any of you guys see? I didn't make it.
I do believe he and a couple others were taking part in a local comedy showcase over at Steve's Guitars mm-hmm. last night. And I went, but I missed Gerald, which was personally devastating.
Do any of you ever consider doing stand-up? Because it's so different. I mean, that's got to be really scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Three of our gents that I know of. Possibly
and one of our ladies.
Four. And one of our ladies. So Miller, Ryan, Gerald and Zoe all perform pretty regularly doing stand-up. And when I see them, I am just in awe because that is a whole different ball game. And it's very much about really understanding, in a way, the psychology of jokes mm-hmm. and just nailing it time and time again and then doing it on your feet with a live audience. So mm-hmm. that's a different skill set to me.
Yeah, it's kind of, to my understanding at least, is the opposite of how I describe improv as a team sport, because you're really just up there and you have to know your jokes inside and out, have your written material very well done, but also be able to work the crowd and respond mm-hmm. to the crowd all on your own, which to me feels very daunting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
No one is going to save you.
Definitely.
Well, have you had that? I mean, I know when you're doing stand-up, sometimes you can have that awkward moment when a joke drops and doesn't really catch on. So do you guys ever have those moments in Consensual?
So I like to think, and what I tell people, because so many people look at us and go, gosh, how do you do that? How do you come up with? And part of my thought just went as I saw our dear friend Zoe's partner just walk by TJ. So sorry.
Small talk.
But there it is. I like to joke with improv, it is the only audience that is truly rooting for you because they have some skin in the game as well, giving suggestions. With stand-up, I do think there is a difference where the audience really is looking for you to entertain them versus improv. They're in it with you and they see you jumping up and trying something and throwing it out there. So I do think it has a little bit of a different heart to it in the audience.
And sometimes the most awkward moments where you are literally just panicked and being awkward are hysterical. And as long as the audience is with you, and they will come with you, if you're just willing to go big and make it messy, you just feel so much support. And sometimes that turns out to be the funniest moment in the show is some really awkward, strange blurt or body position. Or,
you know. I know. I was like, are there ever any moments in consensual improv? And I'm like, constantly, yes. We are awkward all the time. Maybe that's just me.
No, we all.
It's part of the game.
Yeah.
Well, before we go, do you want to play one more game?
I don't know, ladies. Should we do a little five things?
Great.
Okay. Sure. All right. Well, this one, feel free. We'll start with the three of us, and you guys will see how it goes really quick, and it's a fun one to jump in. So,
and it's actually just a warm-up, so feel no pressure. Feel it's no like pressure. A warm-up game.
Oh, I like that.
All right. And it's a fun little sing-along for those at home. You'll get to kind of hear. Ready, ladies?
Five things.
Cassidy. Five things that you don't want to see first thing you wake up in the morning.
My dog's tongue in my mouth.
What?
A burnt egg.
Two.
No more toothpaste.
Three.
No more coffee.
Four.
And a blue purple monster with a lot of long hair walking around.
Five.
Are we ever awkward in him?
Five things.
Oh, Kristen. Okay. Five things that you tell yourself before every improv show.
I am fabulous.
One.
People love me.
Two.
No one is going to notice that weird wart.
Three.
So glad I brushed my teeth twice.
Four.
And wow, what a gorgeous audience.
Five things.
Emily, five things you have actually found somewhere in TRTC's costume shop.
Ooh.
Only five.
Or wish you had.
A small doll dress.
One.
A pilot's hat.
Two.
A sparkly flapper dress.
Three.
A feathered boa cap.
Four.
The monster from the blue and purple monster that woke Cassidy up.
Five things. Thanks for having my back, Emily.
Got you.
Full
I saw
circle.
It in that closet, man. It's there. It's real.
That was a great full circle. Nice. That was great. Okay, so how do we get people to find you guys?
All right, taka.org. You can get tickets to A Consensual Christmas. Please get your tickets early. That is like from my heart as a friend because these shows will sell out.
Friday is very close. Thursday still got a lot of room. So those of you wanting to come Friday, get those tickets.
Get them now.
And Thursday will go quickly after that.
Absolutely.
So.
That's right. Yeah. And then Aspen Show Tix, if you're interested in the family-friendly Aspen Show, you can get your tickets at Aspen Show Tix. That's TIX.com.
And you can always visit us online.
At consensualimprov.com.
And you can always follow us on Instagram at consensualimprov.
Sweet. Thanks, guys. I'm excited for you guys. You're just like taking off. It's so fun to watch.
I think Brian should take your workshop.
Say that every time we come to the radio.
I know.
Yes,
I'm
and
to encourage his improvisation.
Up on
maybe
that,
he'll
like,
do it
story
with you.
Thing.
I know. I think it would loosen you.
I mean, I don't know any of us were thriving in the one word story.
I was going to say, do you watch me freeze up every time? Like words.
Where are the words? All right. Well, thank you for coming on. Express Yourself.
Thanks for having us.
Best of luck out there. What song we got here,
Oh,
Amy?
Yeah. It's song time. Happy holidays, everyone. We're going to get in the mood because it is First Fridays here in Carbondale.
Woo-hoo!
up next. Let's see if we've got some guests from Redstone. Are you guys there?
Woohoo! We are.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, I pressed the right buttons. Thanks for joining us. Let's see. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, you Redstone folks?
All right. This is Steve Springfield. I'm the Joy and Wild Redstone Gallery. I'm the owner's husband.
Oh, yeah.
Joy Springfield. So, Stephen and Dion.
Yeah, Dion Holt. I'm president of the Redstone Art Foundation. And Nicole Farrell. And I'm on the board of Redstone Art Foundation. And, yeah, we live in Marble and Redstone.
Yay! Thanks for being on Express Yourself. We're going to talk about the holiday market coming up tomorrow, Saturday, December 6th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I think it's the 6th annual. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Exciting. And it's a, I think I saw it's a European-style outdoor market. What's that like?
Not sure where the European style is. It's a North Pole style.
North Pole style.
Snow tomorrow. So we'll be, yeah, very wintry.
Yep, I think there's some snow coming in even right now. Hope everyone's going to be bundled up. And it sounds like there's 40 artists, 40 more, 40 plus artists maybe.
Yeah, definitely over, closer to 45, maybe a few stragglers.
Great. Yeah, if you're on speakerphone, maybe you can hold the phone closer to the person who's talking just to make it a little crisper. But I can still hear what's coming through. Yeah, tell me who's participating in this market.
Well, So, you know, we've got so many makers in this valley, so many artisans. We've got woodcraft, we've got papercraft, we've got jewelry, we've got painters. Ceramicists, hats, all sorts of, you know, it's just one of the great things about living in the valley is it attracts such creative folk. And so I'm always amazed every year that I walk down the boulevard and see the tents and the artisans. There's always something novel, great gift ideas, you know, just a fantastic time. And the best thing is that even though we're expecting some snow, the good part of that is it is winter, it is Christmas, where we've had this in the years past. And, we've got warm spots for you. So here at Joy and Wild, the Redstone Gallery here, we've got a wood fire burning so you can dodge in and out from the tents into the gallery. We've got specialty coffee. We've got cocktails. We've got wine and beer. We've got hot apple cider, cocoa. We'll have Colorado donuts, burritos, sandwiches. So there's a place to rest, to be warm, and great shopping in the store as well with, again, all makers, local makers from the valley. So so we're expecting a lot of variety, a lot of artisans, and great gift ideas.
That sounds amazing. Oh my gosh, you just made me a little hungry too. It's going to be great.
The Redstone Inn, they're going to have hot chocolate and chili by the fire. We've got a crepe maker at the general store. And then, of course, Propaganda Pie will be open with their homemade pizza. Lots of places to warm up, food and drink, and, of course, lots of shopping.
Yeah. And what kind of artists do you have out on the main drag there? Is it mostly painters, or is it kind of everything in between from crafts and food and all kinds of stuff?
Honestly, Brian, it's everybody. Everybody is all up and down the Redstone Boulevard, all the way from the Redstone Inn to Propaganda Pie. And don't forget, we also have the horse-drawn shuttle that is free to take up and down the boulevard.
Oh, nice. Is that?
And if I can add another thing, you know, just to your question about what kind of artist, and I'm kind of a layperson here. I've been doing this as long as Nicole and Dion. But what I've noticed is that, you know, these are real artists. These are people that are selling items that they've handmade that also sell in stores and other galleries, and they have representation. So these are not amateurs. This is great stuff. The level of excellence is really high. We even have some of the artisans that we carry here at the Redstone Gallery and at Joy and Wild. They'll have tents out on the boulevard. So it's a great way to see the artist face-to-face, to cut out the middle person, you know, and deal directly with people that are creating.
I love that. Yeah, it's not just and a little Amazon shop set up there on the main drag. You got people who have put blood, sweat, and tears and time and energy into what they love to do. So it's a great way to support these makers. It's so great.
Yeah, we've made that a point that we don't want people that are reselling. So it's all handmade items for the market. Nicole and I will both be there. I paint. I'm painting gouache and oil, and I've got some cards. And then Nicole's a candle maker.
I'm with Marble Candle Company.
Oh, great. Nice. So many things to look forward to. And with 6 years under your belts, how did this kind of get started 6 years ago? Is it been going strong all 6 years, or how's that been going for you guys?
Yeah, this one, the Holiday Market, well, as you know, Brian, we've been, the Restaurant Art Foundation has been running now for almost 30 years, but the right. Holiday Market, in addition, right when COVID kicked off, when a lot of events were being canceled, so the real foundation of this event was to give back to the artists. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we've really tried to keep going forward, is that we make this event as affordable as possible to the artists, and so that, you know, most of the money that they make goes into their own back pocket. So this is something kind of to give back to the artists, to give back to the community, and kind of create an event right here in the heart of Redstone.
Oh, that's great. I know the Redstone Art Foundation also does a fall event, maybe around Labor Day, kind of an art festival. Is that right? Are there any other annual kind of programs like that?
We do. We have the Labor Day show across the Labor Day weekend up at the Redstone Inn, and mm-hmm. next year will be our fifth year running that. We'll also have the Plein Air Festival right here at Thorn Wild.
That's right, yeah.
That's in late June, and so we're just kicking off the planning for that for next year, but to do the same again and make it bigger again. We've also started some artist talks in the Valley, so we want to keep that going, and we're looking to add some classes so that folks in the Redstone in the Crystal Valley have, you know, some things to go to without having to drive all the way down to Carbondale and the Salt. Mm-hmm. So that's our hope for 2026.
And we also have coming up this winter. We're going to try and do three movie nights at the Redstone Inn with their brand new professional projector. So far we've got January is going to be A Woman in Gold, and February is definitely going to be Eternity's Gate starring Willem Dafoe.
Oh, cool.
So
great.
I want to add, you know, something we just thought of about half an hour ago. We were talking about, the fact that there's been a lot of weather, announcements coming in. And, you know, like I said, this is not a problem for us. We obviously welcome it. It's holidays. It's winter. It's going to be very festive. We have Santa's mailbox out front so you can mail letters for the kids. But we decided about half an hour ago to offer at Joy and Wild and the Redstone Gallery, anyone who mentions this radio interview will get a 10% discount store-wide throughout the month of December. So just mention the radio program. You get this. You've been thinking about buying that big 40 by 40 oil paint, so now's your chance. or really just a cup of coffee. So mention the program and we'll treat you right.
Hey, that's incredible. Yeah, Express Yourself, making the things happen over there. That's a great deal. Thanks so much, Steve.
Yeah, we're happy to do it. We've had great Christmas traffic as a result of this. You know, we're not the Redstone Art Foundation, but we work with them a lot, and we know that they sponsored this event. And as new owners in the last 2 years, we really didn't know what to expect from this holiday market. And last year, we saw so many people come into this store. And, you know, some of them just to warm up and grab an espresso or a latte or a cappuccino, but a lot of them to shop around. And we benefited so greatly just from the holiday spirit and from the people coming in. So we're super supportive of this market. You know, otherwise you'd say, well, gosh, why are you having this in the dead of December? Well, it's gift time. It's a great time for the artisans to be able to sell their wares, and because everybody is a potential patron of the arts around Christmas.
For sure. And it takes a village. I would say if you've never been to Redstone, especially around Christmas time, it's a pretty darn cute village you got there. Perfect for a little Christmas shopping. Yeah, way to go. Way to pull this off.
Yeah, you've been Christmas postcard right here.
Exactly.
We can say firsthand that
She makes a mean espresso martini. Yes, she does.
We're enjoying it.
Well, how can people learn more about you guys if they're planning on coming down tomorrow between 10 and 4 to visit the holiday market?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram, Facebook, and you can check out our website, redstoneartfoundation.org. We've got all of the information that's happening. What we would advise if you are planning to come out is to park either at the Redstone Inn or across the street at the Coke Ovens or Elk Park, and then make your way down across the bridge and down through the boulevard. My suggestion is maybe you walk one way and catch the horse-drawn shuttle back up to your parking spot.
Perfect. Great suggestions, Dion. Thank you so much, Steve and Nicole. Best of luck with the snow tomorrow. It's going to be so amazing.
You bet. We'll hope to see you here as well.
I hope to make it. Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for your time on Express Yourself. Thanks for hosting all those artists. I know they can all use all the love they can get. So way to go.
You bet.
All right.
All right, thanks.
All right. Bye. Cheers, you guys. Bye.
Ooh, yeah. All right. It is holiday time, and it is feeling particularly celebratory here in the KDNK studios. You're tuned in to Express Yourself, and we have live in the studio the Jazzmonauts. They're playing tonight at Steve's Guitars, but we're lucky enough to have them here with us to help us get in that mood for First Fridays tonight here in Carbondale. So there's a whole room full and even spilling out into the other room of musicians. And a room full of musicians is one of my favorite things. But real quick, can we have you guys introduce yourselves and give a shout out to old Chad, the drummer out there. You want to, TJ?
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for having us on. I'd love to introduce the band. We have Ashton Toffer on the bass. Chad Patrick's out in the hallway on the drums. There he is. Chad, good to see you.
Wahoo. We're all here. We fit.
Yeah, we all fit in here. It's pretty incredible. We've got Dustin Lutomsky on the trumpet, Tim Kaskin on the saxophone, and I don't know if people caught that, but Ashton Toffer on the bass, and I'm TJ David on the guitar. We're playing tonight at Steve's. Really excited about that. So thanks for having us in.
Oh, we love it. I love when we get live music right here in the studio. It just elevates our show so much. So you guys are instrumental jazz, and you write a lot of your own music. And so the first thing we're going to hear is it's something, an original?
Yeah, this is a tune that I wrote, and it's called 93 Funk. Yeah, it's a jazz funk tune that I think kind of brings all of the elements of jazz that we enjoy as a group together into one melting pot of groovy tunes.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, wow. That was great. That gets you all toasty warm. And yeah. Any of you that are cold out there, or you go out on First Fridays and you're feeling cold, you just go into Steve's and feel the nice grooves. So real quick, TJ, you host the jazz evenings at Steve's Guitars. Can you just give us a little brief overview on that?
Sure. Actually, that's how we all met as a group. A few of us, Ashton and I, we were jamming with a couple other jazz musicians in the Valley. And I kind of felt like, oh, we're running out of some space here. We'd love to get more people in on this jam. And so we collaborated with Steve's Guitars to do a twice-monthly jazz jam. And yeah, it's on the first and third Tuesday of most every month. And the first Tuesday of the month is devoted more towards beginning jazz musicians and musicians who are interested in
it. All are welcome. Bring an instrument.
Yeah, bring your instruments. The third jam of the month is for, you know, more of our advanced players in the Valley, the musicians who are out actively gigging and kind of want to hone their skills in a, I'd say, more of a, like a performative environment.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. And so that's where you guys met. And how long have y'all been together?
We are celebrating our 2-year anniversary today.
Wow, yay!
Woo!
Look, that's good. That's good. You know, some bands don't make it longer than, you know, a month or two. You guys are tight. And you all play in other bands as well, or with other musicians, correct?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And that's, I think, one of the cool things about this group. We've been playing together for a couple years now, but we also collaborate and play in different configurations and with other musicians in the Valley, both in a jazz context, but also, you know, other types of music. So I think that's really great for us as a band.
I play a lot of polka during Oktoberfest season.
I love polka.
Guys from Austria.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What's that band called?
Those Austrian guys. If you've ever been to an Oktoberfest in Colorado, you probably saw that band.
Oh my gosh, that's great. That's great. Well, you're the trumpet player, correct?
Yes.
And then we have sax. And, you know, horns. Horns always. I love horns. My husband is in School of Rock with a bunch of guys. And they've got a beginner sax player. And actually, he's doing pretty good. It's Jeff Munn. Do you guys know Jeff? Anyway,
Jeff, he's a jazz jam guy.
He's coming along good. You guys are helping him. Good job. Good work. Well, let's hear another tune. What do we got?
Okay, this tune is a newer tune of ours. It's called Micro Move, and it was written by Ashton on the bass here. So excited to share that with you guys. Thank you.
Nice, nice. Well, we'll have time for one more song, but before that, I'm just wondering if there was for each of you a musician or group that, when you were starting your musical journey, that really inspired you to go in the path that you've gone as far as jazz goes.
Oh my gosh, that is such a loaded question. I feel like there's never one singular artist for any of us. Maybe I'm going to put Ashton on the spot here. What would be your influence?
Well, I started playing bass when I was in middle school, and I was in some various bands. I was in like a garage band type thing. We used to play at school dances and stuff. But then later on in high school, I got into upright bass and jazz band. I joined jazz band. I got really into doing that kind of thing, and I had a bass teacher that helped me a lot. But independently, I started listening to bands like Galactic and Modesky Martin Wood, and that really got me into it because I felt like bands like that could reach a wider audience, maybe a younger audience, but it was still jazz. It kind of bridged that gap. So probably the bass player, Chris Wood. He's from the Wood Brothers, too.
Yep, love Chris.
That's probably, like, one of the main reasons why I got really into playing upright bass.
Awesome.
Well, I'll jump in. This is Dustin on trumpet. I started learning jazz in middle school and got exposed pretty early to an artist named Clifford Brown, and he immediately became my favorite trumpet player and still is. He just had the most incredible, playful style. So he was back in the 50s, like, early days of bebop, and... yeah, he's just always been an influence for me. And sadly, he died very young in a car crash. So we have some amazing recordings of his, but oh, man, what could have been?
Oh, wow. Cool.
Tim?
I mean, right now I'm really listening to Vincent Herring, alto sax jazz player, and Patrick Bartley, another alto player. Yeah, I can't get enough of those two guys right now.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Cool. All right. Anyone else?
Wow. I think I can really relate to a lot about what Ashton talked about with his influences, Galactic, Modesky, Martin, and Wood. Just trying to bring jazz to a wider audience and create music and melodies that really are more relatable. I think for a lot of folks, jazz is puts people to sleep and is a bit snoozy and or too maybe intellectual. So one of the things that I really enjoy about this collaboration is the fact that we get to bring in all of our influences into something, package it up into something that is hopefully interesting to a wider range of audience members. And for me, that influence, I think, really goes back to artists like John Scofield, Soul Live. And I listened to a lot of like indie rock and classic rock, you know, as a kid. So I feel like a lot of the repetitive melodies, the things that get stuck in your head, that's a lot of the stuff that I really like and relate to. And I think our music offers that to people.
Fabulous. And Chad, you're all the way out there, but you got any heroes out there?
Oh, there's so many heroes, but currently favorites, Brian Blade, who comes to Tikal every now and then with his group, always just a favorite to watch. You know, guys like Marcus Gilmore, the current jazz musicians are obviously the super hip. I grew up on Billy Cobham and George Duke, who are, you know, back in the 80s. I'm a little older than these guys. But anyway, The coolness and what's changed from there to now is the fact that we've got so many more choices. We got sound choices. We got technology. We got some things that are just like, you know, that are game changers. And so jazz has changed. Pretty much everyone's perception of jazz has changed. And yeah. If you're still like TJ said, if you're still thinking that jazz is a little bit kind of the old classic stuff from the 50s, yeah, well, welcome. Welcome to our world. Come on out to Steve's. You'll hear some great stuff.
That's right. So, Steve's, you're going to start at what time tonight?
Doors are 7:30. Show is at 8 o'clock.
All right, you guys. Steve's Guitars tonight is going to be steamy. Let's just take this incredible first Friday, the last Friday of the year, out in style with the Jazzmonauts playing again.
Let's do it.